This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Audrey Nowakowski.
And I'm Bonnie North. For nearly two decades, Milwaukee County's Community Prosecution Program has been pairing local police with the district attorney's office in order to respond to complaints from citizens. But while the program seems popular with residents, its future is in jeopardy. The federal government stopped funding the program last year.
Now, only a few community prosecution units remain in operation, at least until they spend the last of the money allotted to them in previous years. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, some groups are considering seeking alternative funding options to keep the program alive.
I met community prosecutor Ann Lopez at a big three-story brick house near 20th and Greenfield. She says she's following up on a homicide that happened on the property, and neighbors are concerned. They've asked her to investigate further to see if it's a nuisance property.
There are some allegations of a rooming house happening here. There may be, you know, drug issues going on. There may be other type of illegal activity happening within the residence. So.
Lopez is an assistant DA in the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office, but her duties go beyond trying cases in the courtroom. She actually reports to work every day at the District 2 Milwaukee Police Station on the near south side. Then she goes out and investigates neighborhood complaints, such as those raised at this property. Lopez calls this type of visit a knock and talk, and she doesn't travel alone. She's part of a community prosecution unit. It consists of herself, a couple of Milwaukee police officers, and representatives of the city's Neighborhood Services Division.
Hey, can you come on down? We're city inspectors. We gotta check the building.
One of the tenants lets us in, we climb up to the attic. Inspector Sue Steinbach explains what the team is looking for.
So sometimes we find people living upstairs in the attic, so we usually try to check attics, basements.
Once we get back outside, Assistant DA Lopez makes her assessment. The team didn't find anything suspicious.
It is not an illegal rooming house. It's completely legit, and not all of the units are occupied. It seems like some may have left after the homicide there. So we made contact with who we could, just making sure everything is okay.
Lopez says much of her job involves identifying and shutting down problem properties, such as drug houses. She says the program helps foster good relations between the Milwaukee police and the communities they serve.
Some people aren't comfortable calling directly to law enforcement, 911, the non-emergency number. So we serve as a liaison or as a medium for the community and law enforcement.
The community prosecution program began in Milwaukee County in 2000. It was expanded in 2007 to include a prosecutor in every police district. District Attorney John Chisholm says the community prosecutors have helped solve problems in neighborhoods on several fronts, including gangs, drug dealing, and prostitution. He says the idea behind the approach is to nip criminal activity in the bud.
It could literally be something as simple as pulling a neighborhood together, getting some resources, sometimes from the private sector, Habitat for Humanity, other places, where you go in and you fix up the front porches and address the lighting issues in a neighborhood.
Yet despite the success of the program, its future is in doubt. Chisholm says federal funding for the program had been consistent for 15 years. Then it ran into a snag. In 2017, the federal government chose not to fund any of the country's community prosecution programs. Chisholm says as each unit runs out of money, it is disbanded. Then the person serving as the community prosecutor goes back to trying cases in the courtroom. That's happened to more than half of Milwaukee County's community prosecution units. There used to be one in each of the city's seven police districts. Now only three remain, including the one on the near south side. Betty Grinker says she fears a spike in criminal activity if it's forced to disband. She lives near 30th and Greenfield, where drug houses and prostitution are prevalent. Grinker says the community prosecution unit has been successful in helping to weed out problem properties.
Haven't helped the neighborhoods if we don't have and there isn't enough officers to cover all these small, they could call these small calls. They monitor the nuisance properties.
they're not going to be able to do it.
Grinker is founder of Operation Impact, a nonprofit that raised money last summer to hire a private security firm to help knock out prostitution in her neighborhood. She says her group will push for money to come from other sources, such as federal block grants or state funds, in hopes of keeping the community prosecution program alive. David Laban is president of the National Group Association of Prosecuting Attorneys. He believes the program will eventually be funded.
Whether it's called community prosecution, whether it's called another program we run as high-performance prosecution, most recently some of our offices have been referring to what's called intelligence-driven prosecution. So some prosecution strategy that includes the community, I think, will be there.
Laban says he hasn't heard U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions indicate whether he supports the program. We contacted the U.S. Department of Justice but didn't get a response. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.